Hong Kong, yeah, it's just what's happening in Hong Kong now, or these past few weeks reminds me of the events in Tiananmen Square. And ironically, I think many people in mainland China don't even know about the events of Tiananmen Square. That's been erased from history for them.
And it's kind of a sensitive topic to raise, even with the Chinese students that have come to Japan, I find, because you don't know what to say about Hong Kong, because even now, just even trying to say it with a microphone in front of me, it makes me kind of worried about what I'm going to say, that I don't want to offend anybody, but it's obvious that information is controlled in that country.
Why would you offend someone?
I wouldn't offend them knowing that I was saying something bad. I would offend them even though I know what I'm saying is the truth. So if they feel offended, I don't want that to happen, but I know that there's no helping that because I'm speaking the truth, and you're offended because the government was lying to you about what did or didn't happen according to your history. So I don't want to, say to them, "Oh, your government ran over a bunch of kids or killed a bunch of kids in Tiananmen Square," and they go, "My government would never do that. I've never heard about anything like that. How dare you say that?" That kind of offense. I'm actually speaking the truth, but unfortunately, this kid or this Chinese person has never been privy to the truth. That's what I meant about offense.
Okay, well, it's pretty. Some things are clear and some things are gray. When we talk about the truth, it's well recorded and documented. We have the pictures and the video of what happened in Tiananmen Square. It's undeniable.
Absolutely undeniable.
So it depends how you frame it. If you're saying, "Oh, your government was evil back then," well, that's very subjective. We
But
can
actually,
debate
pretty close
that.
to the truth. Now, you're quite right. I completely agree with you. So, just to make it clear, I don't want to offend anybody, okay? But that moment of offense, it can't be helped. There are a lot of reasons why you're probably taking offense, but face up to the truth, which is why I would even bring up the topic in the first place, So here I am now thinking about Hong Kong, and with my Chinese students, sometimes I don't know what to say. But I kind of am surprised, though, that with some of my Japanese students.
Wait, when you say you're Chinese students, so are your Chinese students from Hong Kong or are they from mainland China?
I think most of them are from mainland China, but it's hard to tell, right? I mean,
You didn't tell, you couldn't tell whether they were speaking Cantonese or Mandarin?
the one particular, no, number
Just kidding.
one, number one. No, I can't. I have no capacity to do that. Number one, the Chinese students that I have, most of them, the topics that we talk about don't touch on this. This particular class that I'm going to have doesn't have, that we'll talk about Hong Kong this year, will not have any Chinese students in it. So, and it's hard to bring up, "So, hey, what do you think of what's happening in Hong Kong?" You bring it up out of the blue. Would you do that? Would you just bring it up out of the blue with a Hong Kong student or a Chinese student?
I wouldn't want to do it as a passing comment. I'd want to make sure I have time to talk carefully about that topic, not to make any rushed statements, So whether that's part of the class, the English class, if it's a low-level English class, then it's hard to bring up that topic.